From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. From President Obama's National Security Advisor, a benign evaluation of how much Pakistan knew about bin Laden's hideout in Abbottabad.
We don't have evidence at this point that the political, military, or intelligence leadership in Pakistan knew about the bin Laden operation in Abbottabad, Pakistan.
Tom Donilon spoke on Fox News Sunday. NPR's David Folkenflik says the National Security Advisor today stressed the importance of the U.S.-Pakistan relationship.
National Security Advisor Thomas Donilon made his remarks during multiple television appearances. These comments came from ABC's This Week with Christian Amanpour.
They have been an essential partner of ours in the war against Al-Qaeda and in our efforts against terrorism, and that really can't be dismissed.
Donilon said the White House decision not to tell Pakistan of the raid until after the fact reflected operational security, not a lack of trust in Pakistani officials. But he said the administration is relying on cooperation to get intelligence from several of bin Laden's wives, whom Pakistan now has in custody. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
In Syria, security forces stormed neighborhoods in the city of Homs overnight, while more than 200 people were taken into custody in the coastal town of Banyas. The BBC's John Muir reports it's all part of a government crackdown on protesters.
Syrian state television confirmed that troops and security forces moved into the central city of Homs during the night. It said a number of what it called armed saboteurs had been killed or wounded, arrests made, and quantities of arms and ammunition seized. Homs, a city of about a million, has been a hotbed of protest. On Friday, around 15 demonstrators were reported shot dead there after Friday prayers. The authorities say 11 soldiers and police were also shot dead on Friday by what they called armed terrorist groups.
The BBC's John Muir, the rising Mississippi forcing hundreds of evacuations. We get more on this story from NPR's David Shaper.
Authorities have been going door to door, urging residents in low-lying areas in and around Memphis to evacuate, and hundreds have heeded the call, staying in Red Cross shelters or with relatives on higher ground. Some waited too long and had to be evacuated by boat. Lauren Deering of West Memphis, Arkansas, says floodwaters aren't too close to her home yet, but she's worried.
I'm honestly scared I'm going to lose my home, and I don't like change. I don't like the fact that I might not be able to see my home in a few days. It really scares me.
Upriver in Kentucky, some residents have been able to return to their homes as the worst of the flooding might be over there, but the Mississippi still hasn't crested yet here in Memphis, and dangerous flooding is also predicted downriver in the Mississippi Delta in Louisiana. David Shaper, NPR News, Memphis.
From Washington, you're listening to NPR News. Heavy weather in the winter and early spring has led parks officials to delay the opening of Yosemite National Park in Central California. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports Yosemite may not open until after the Memorial Day weekend.
Deep drifts left from record snowfalls are delaying installation of the cables on the famous Half Dome hiking route. Trail crews will have to wait until they can safely access the Granite Peak. Half Dome has become so popular that park rangers now issue permits to those wanting to make the climb. The Sierra snowpack is also keeping many high-altitude roads and trails closed in the park. Road crews are doing their best to clear the snow, but some areas are hard to reach. The upside of a snowpack is that the famous Yosemite Valley waterfalls will last well into the summer. Meanwhile, officials are warning water enthusiasts in the region to be careful as rivers and streams are going to be filled with fast-moving currents due to the melting snowpack. This includes a river that runs through Yosemite. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Thoroughbred Animal Kingdom was a 20-1 shot before the Kentucky Derby. Now he's headed to Baltimore for the Preakness Stakes. Trainer Graham Motion.
He's just a very special horse, and I was so impressed with how he handled everything.
The Preakness is the second jewel in horse racing's Triple Crown. Marvel Comics hero Thor crushed the box office competition this weekend.
So big. Fourth bigger.
Ticket receipts for the 3D action picture from Paramount rang up at $66 million, behind it Fast Five and Jumping the Broom. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington. Support.